Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is George Ansbrough. Usually at this point, Bill Kemp opens our program by greeting you with some sort of humorous sally or little gem. But I'm very sorry to have to tell you that Bill will be unable to be with you tonight. Now, I know this is a grave disappointment to many of his fans, but he was forced to ask me to take his place.
Come on, Ansbrough, let me out of the closet. Come on, wise guy. Come on, let me out, you hear? Come on. Live from New York City, the American Broadcasting Network presents the Bill Kemp Show with Betty Holt, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, and the music of Neil Hefti and his orchestra. I'm George Ansbrough, and now here's our Bill Kemp.
Well, that's my G, isn't it?
Well, I'll do my best.
Couldn't you lower it down to G there? I'm a G man, you know.
Ah, ha, ha,
said he with hilarity. Well, a very pleasant good evening to you. Welcome to our program, and also a very pleasant good evening to those of you who have been kind enough to visit us here at the American Radio Theater. I must apologize for one thing, though. I heard a couple of the page boys out in the lobby of our theater telling the people who are waiting in line to get into our show. They said immediate seating on all floors. And they meant that. However, I'm very happy to report we've been promised chairs starting next week, so you won't have to sit on the floors, all right? Now, let's see. What do we got here in the way of an opener here? Yeah, we're going to go south of the border right now, and a very talented young man is going to take us on that trip. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome, I hope, for Mr. Peter Hanley.
Peace.
And his song, Chichi Chihuahua. Peter. Label, Chi Chi Chihuahua. And Don, of course, is with a very famous program, Hello Again. Herb Oscar Anderson in the morning. Oh, say, I'm in the process of moving into a new apartment, and I have a request, if I may, to make of you listeners. I'm extremely anxious to purchase 1,000 insects. Now, if any of you listeners can oblige me in this respect, I would be very deeply grateful, because I have a clause in my lease that says that I have to leave the apartment exactly as I found it. So if you can provide me with 1,000 insects, that's all I ask. Right now, let's meet a perfectly gorgeous girl, Betty Holt. Here she is. Ah, listen to the rockin' bird, Betty.
Listen to the rockin' bird. Listen to that rocking bray. He rocks and rolls while he flies around the sky. That little bumping bird. Why, he's flying high and here's the reason why. Oh, I rock all day in the tree here, on the branches of the tree there. Rock and roll all day in the tree there.
Gal, Betty Holt, singing Listen to the Rockin' Bird. You know, friends, we always enjoy bringing new talent onto this program to give them a chance to show us what they can do. And tonight, we have three very talented people with us. Now, you be the judges, and we'll keep the winner on the show with salary for 2 months. Who's first, George?
First, Bill, all the way from Daytona Beach, Louisiana, Mr. Rodney Millstream, a mathematician.
All right, sir, welcome to you. Now, what is it you do, sir? What do you do, actually?
I add figures in my head immediately. I am the human univac machine.
Say, that's very interesting. All right, now, let's see. Add these figures, 1,233 to 4,121 minus 3,466 divided by 122 times 181.
The answer is 9,262.
Why, that's absolutely correct, audience. That's very good. All right. Remember, the number to call is Hastings 50844. Now, let's see who's next, George.
Mr. Harold Searsucker from Brooklyn, Wyoming.
Well, welcome, Mr. Searsucker. Ah, good. Doll, I can see that. Mr. Searsucker, what is it you do, sir?
Well, man, I gotta come on real strong with bird imitations.
I see. Well, let's hear some of your bird imitations.
All right, well, this daddy-o is a whippoorwill. Double-breasted, pinstripe, zoot-suited nutcracker.
Good. Oh, very good. Very good. Do you have any others you'd like to do for us?
Are you kidding? I'm lucky to be able to do this one. You know, it's not very easy.
No, I get that. Thank you, Mr. Searsucker. That's excellent, sir. Excellent. All right, control yourself. Now, he was good. He was good. Let's not overdo it, huh? Now, who's our final talent this evening, George?
Well, we have with us winner of the Miss Universe contest.
Oh.
Winner and runner-up of the Miss World contest.
Oh, wee wow.
And runner-up in the Miss America contest.
Oh, wee wow, wow, woo.
21-year-old, 36-26-36, Miss Marilyn Mansfield.
Oh, isn't that? Now, well. Oh, welcome, Miss Mansfield. Miss Mansfield, what do you do? I mean, not that you have to do much. Yeah, what do you do, dear?
I do imitations, honey, of famous people.
Oh, well. All right, let's hear them.
Okay, Snooky. Here's George Raft.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you fellas. Get lost. Or I'll let you have it.
Oh, that's very good. What's next, please?
Here's Edward G. Robinson.
Edward G. Robinson. Good. Go ahead.
All right. You fellas, get lost. Or I'll let you have it.
Oh, very good. Now, have you got one final imitation that you'd like to do for us?
Well, this one's very hard to do, baby.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Bear with me, okay?
I will, baby.
Love a boy.
Yeah, I'm with you, kid.
Well, it's that very popular Charles Lawton in a scene from Mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh, I can imagine.
Goes like this. All right, you fellas, get lost, or I'll let you have it. Catch on, baby?
Oh, I catch on. Very good. No. Oh, that's...
That's very good. Marilyn Mance, listen to that applause, too. How about that? Well, I don't think that there's any doubt as to who won this contest. It's Marilyn Mansfield here. That was great, darling. Stick around till I finish the show, will you, honey?
Get ready for a very nice number right here now, and we're going to involve the Noteworthies on this particular hunk of lyrics here. The Noteworthies front and center, and the lyrics to How Do You Say Goodbye?
How do you say goodbye? How do you even start to?
Incidentally, the secret word this evening, friends, is shroomalls. Here's Betty Holt, back at the microphone with Deep Blue Sea.
Storms have been humming, hear the wind blow
drowned it in the deep blue sea.
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 Deep Blue Sea, Betty Holt there.
Gee whiz, these keys, I don't know.
Yeah, here you are in B flat. Why can't you pick D? I use the biblical style of piano playing, you know, seek and ye shall find. It's enough to take the heart out of Schaffner and Marx, isn't it? This particular arrangement tonight was sent in by that very famous team, Mendel and Son. And that's a solo that recently closed one of the finest theaters in New York. And who knows, may close this one right here now. Let's have some nice music, shall we? Real good music. It's sung for you by Peter Hanley. It's called The Story of My Life.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can't forget the way you smiled at me. I want the world to know the story of my life, the moment when your lips met mine and the first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow in our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart. Then later on, the joy of making out, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to take you for my wife, so the story of my life can start.
Browsing through a toy store this afternoon, and I came across a group of famous dolls. You know, it used to be, certainly in my day anyway, that dolls, the only dolls sold were things like Howdy Doody dolls and Shirley Temple dolls. But today, they have just about anybody of importance represented in doll form. Now, for example, I saw this afternoon they have a John Foster Dulles doll. Well, that's very true. You can buy it in the store. Every hour on the hour, it takes off and flies around the room. And they have others. They have a Jane Mansfield doll, and this doll is a lot of fun, really. It comes complete with six dresses with which you can dress the doll. And that's actually where the fun comes in, because all the dresses are too tight, you see. And they also had a Sid Caesar doll. It doesn't cry. It doesn't cry. It coughs. And they had a, let me see, what else? Boy, they had a lot of these things. They had a Jimmy Hoffa doll. When you turn it upside down, and it takes the Fifth Amendment. Oh, and I'll tell you what they also had. There's a Porfiria Rubirosa. I can never pronounce. I knew I'd have trouble. You know, this is the problem. You buy cheap popcorn, what are you going to do? Porfirio Rubirosa. Yeah, there's one of these Rubirosa dolls. It doesn't do anything very clever, as a matter of fact, but it's very important because it keeps all the other dolls very contented. And now, this next item... No, please, please. Save it. I got a weak finish. You won't believe this, but it's true. There's a George Ansbro doll on the market. That's right. George Ansbro, our announcer, and this doll gives the correct American time. As a matter of fact, I'm very lucky. I happen to have one. I bought this, of course. I have one right here on top of the piano, and I'll show you how it works. I think it's wound up all right. All you do is say to it, what is the correct American time, George?
The correct American time is now.
Well, wait a minute. Sorry. I guess I forgot to wind it up. Just a sec here. Watch this. There we are now. It's wound up. All right, now let's try it again. George, what is the correct American time?
The correct American time is now.
Is that difficult thing called, what is it called? Oh, yes, Forgotten Dreams. I'm rather brilliant. Listen closely. We plan to start a new feature tonight whereby I'm going to go down into the audience and we'll let members of the theater audience right here ask me personal questions about myself. People, it seems, are always curious to know about the personality that, that they hear on the radio or see on TV screens, and I felt it might be kind of fun to try this on our show. So I'm going down into the audience now. Let's see who we're going to talk with tonight. Please, relax. No way to get someone on the radio to talk to you. I think I'll stop right here and talk to this very, very charming young lady. What's your name, dear?
My name is Thomas Bradley.
Oh. I'm so sorry, sir. The hat that you had on, you know, I thought... Well, anyway, what would you like to ask me, sir?
Mr. Kemp, I have just one question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your full name?
Well, my full name is William S. Kemp.
What is the S... stand for?
No, nothing, actually. It was just a mistake.
Mistake?
Yes, my father dropped noodle on my birth certificate. You know how it is. Let me see. Are there any more? Yes, here's a lady here in the third aisle. What would you like to know, ma'am?
Well, with writing, rehearsing, and actually doing a show like this five times a week, it must be very time-consuming.
Oh, that's very true. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you find time for recreation and exercise?
Recreation and exercise? Well, I have my own parallel bars at home.
Oh.
Yes, one for scotch and one for bourbon. Now, I believe we have time for just, one more question. Here's the gentleman over here. Yes, sir, what is it you'd like to know, sir?
Where'd you go to school, Mr. Kemp?
Where did I go to school?
Yes.
Well, my father wanted me to have all the advantages that he didn't have, so he enrolled me at Vassar.
Vassar?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get in there?
How did I get in there? I lied about my age.
It's a girls' school. What could you learn there?
Silly boy. So much for our question. All right, here are the noteworthies to sing Got a Date with an Angel. Foolish boy.
With an angel, told to meet her at 7.
Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates ring out, till that good news to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at the heaven. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Sayonara.
Whisper sayonara.
But you mustn't cry.
No more we
stop to see pretty cherry blossoms. No more we need to see looking at the sky. Sayonara. Whisper sayonara, smiling as we go. No more we stop to see pretty cherry blossoms. No more we need the tree looking at the sky.
That's wrap-up time tonight. I sincerely hope you can join us when we'll all be right here for you and your radio. Have a pleasant evening, friends, and good night, Susan Hayward, wherever you are. The Bill Kemp Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. ¶¶